Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for you're making the time to spend these next few minutes with me. For those of you who have been listening, we are on a series, if you will, regarding afflictions in the life of a Christian. Psalm 34 says, "Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all." And regardless of what you may be going through today, and I know these have been very difficult times in the lives of so many people I know personally, as well as from the Ministry of Correspondence, people who write in either by mail or by email. And these are just very difficult times, and we shouldn't be surprised. You know, the hordes of demons are being released from hell. He knows his time is short. And so he will buffet and hinder and cause what are his purposes? To steal, kill, and destroy. He'll cause loss. He'll cause strife. He'll do everything he can to rob you of your peace, of your joy, and of your faith, beloved. And the faith is the anchor of our soul, regardless of what it looks like. How many saints of old have yearned to see the things we have seen in terms of the God's dealing with mankind, the birth of Jesus? Look at the Old Testament saints. There are prophetic words about a virgin would bear a son. And we who lived in the generation since that was hundreds of years before that prophecy came, that we know now about Jesus, that he really was real. Even skeptics, atheists, I mean, there's enough proof, historical proof, for the existence of Jesus of Nazareth than most historical figures. I mean, even the works of Plato, there's more documentation on Jesus than any other historical individual. And thank God for that, because he is God Almighty. He is, the Word was with God, the Word was God. He became flesh and dwelt among us, beloved. That's the wonder of the gospel. It's the older you get, I find, is more incomprehensible how great is his love for us. So we're going to talk about the chastening of the Lord, but before I do that, I want to pray. Father, first of all, before I ask for your grace and anointing to minister the word, I pray, Lord, for those who are going through difficult times right now, through trials, through battles. Lord, many of them, it's nothing they've brought on themselves. And yet sometimes, Lord, the things we get ourselves into are the result of our choices. But nonetheless, Lord, your grace is sufficient. And Father, if we are submissive and humble before you, if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us our sins. No matter how many times we fall, we don't abuse the grace of God. It is never our will, Lord, to displease you. But Father, those who are going through a multitude of trials and troubles right now, I pray for your mercy. I pray for your grace. I pray for your intervention. I pray for your provision and everything that they need at this juncture in your life. And Lord, regardless of how many family or friends surround them or the lack thereof, you alone know intimately the heart, the spirit of every person that you've created that is listening to this broadcast. And so, Father, now I pray for your blessing and your anointing that will destroy every yoke of bondage, every yoke of the enemy. Father, give them faith. Give them hope. Let hope arise in their heart. Lord, I remember years ago as I ministered on that subject, hope is desire with the accompaniment of fulfillment. It's not some wishful thinking. Hope is a real, hope faces the substance of things hoped for. Isn't that true? And so, Father, we thank you for faith and hope to arise in their hearts and all of it to be wrapped up with the greatest love that mankind has ever known, the agape of God. Let us walk in your love, Father. By this shall men know that we are your disciples, by the love that we have one for another. We ask all of this in Jesus' name, and also, Lord, your blessings, your revelation, your understanding of the Word of God as I share it, but most importantly, Lord, application to our personal lives, and that includes me, Lord. Everyone who is listening, let us take with great soberness and seriousness and love the Word of God. Praise God. All right, we're going to embark on the chastening of the Lord. Let's look at it. First of all, let's be start at the very beginning. I want to read 1 Peter 2:11-12. And here Peter, that beloved disciple, who knew God's love, even though he, in the moment of trial, he denied him, yet he was head of the disciples. He was a leader. There's no question of that. But he tells us down through the centuries, dearly beloved, I beseech you, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles. And I'll paraphrase that. They may behold your good works, which they shall behold, and glorify God in the day of visitation. And remember John, the 5th chapter, verse 14. This was the impotent man at the pool of Bethesda. Jesus said to him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon thee. It is a very fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. And remember, beloved, fear is the beginning of wisdom. Okay, now this might be, according to some preaching you may hear, afflictions in certain circumstances are appointed by God. Why, you might say, Sister Glass? Well, God has a purpose for them. First of all, let me say, share a scripture found in Lamentations 3:33. This is Jeremiah. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. In other words, God does not willingly send afflictions. If we judge ourselves, we wouldn't be judged. But let me share three passages of scripture. Psalm 66:11. Thou broughtest us into the net. Thou laidest affliction, thou, O God, laidest affliction upon our loins. Psalm 90:7. For we are consumed by thy anger, and by thy wrath we are troubled. And then, this is the Amplified Translation of the prophet Micah, chapter 6, verse 9. The voice of the Lord calls to the city. He's referring to Jerusalem, and it is the sound of wisdom to hear and fear your name. Hear the rod of him who has appointed it. So, beloved, God does not willingly send affliction, but he dispenses affliction as he wills according to his sovereign wisdom. There's a passage in Isaiah 45:7. I form the light, this is God speaking, and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Now, for some of you perhaps not familiar with the King James or in terms of your knowledge of God, that's a scripture that'll take you back. You understand the Lord spoke the worlds. He created light, first of all, and he makes peace. That word is better translated, create as allow. I allow evil. There's no evil. There's no imperfections in God. But he, for his purposes, he can even use the devil. He backs off. He allows things for the sake of the chastisement of his people. And let me read the Amplified of that verse. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace which is national well-being, if you will. A nation's not a war. But physical evil proceeds from the will of God. Moral evil, beloved, proceeds from the will of men, but physical evil proceeds from the will of God. I create physical evil, if you will, calamity. I am the Lord who does all these things. We know how God judged ancient Israel. Famine, pestilence, all those things. Yes, that was the chastening of the Lord to get them to turn back to the Lord as their God. And the same thing in our lives. Sometimes we can slide down a slippery slope and find that we have gotten indifferent. We've allowed sin in our lives. And of course, the devil's very clever for those who really, really love God. He does it in little bits and pieces, so we don't really kind of notice it. It's like the proverbial frog in a saucepan. You just heat the water slowly, and he doesn't end up very well. So he dispenses whatever it takes, if you will, to get our hearts right with God, to get us to turn to God. And he also regulates the measure of the affliction. In other words, the amount of the affliction, the severity of the affliction. As I say, we can never be pompous in our estimation of God. He is infinite in all his ways. His ways are higher than our ways, his thoughts than our thoughts. And so God knows how much it will take to get a people or a nation to turn to him. And he uses natural disasters like tornadoes, hurricanes, floods. We've certainly seen a lot of that in recent years, haven't we? Well, he's trying to get America's attention. And so God will nonetheless regulate how great and how intense. And my time has flown away. I just love sharing these scriptures because it gives us such a comprehensive view of God's heart and the many ways in which he deals with us. But one thing we can be sure of, God is good, he is faithful, he's all-powerful, and he will never leave nor forsake us. And on that beautiful word, I'll bring this broadcast to a close with a promise. We're going to continue on tomorrow's broadcast. I do invite you to write and share your prayer needs. Remember Ecclesiastes 4:12, and if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Praise God. I love you. I pray for you every day, my beloved UCM partners and my radio family. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.